What did Jesus say? The holy is the right, to whom there's no God. An honest, just Christian, believer, in other words. So when you know me, Rabbi, said before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you. Quickly, he said, you're the Son of God, the King of Israel. But the Pharisee said, he's a devil. Now, if it's done, it'll have to come with some kind of a supernatural power. We got two Bibles laying here before us. We both of us with our hands up. This is the first time we've ever met. Now, it depends on what you think it is. If you think like the Pharisee, you get their reward. If you think like Nathaniel, you get his reward. You get God's reward if you think it's God. This August 7th, forever. Now, I don't say that he'll do it. I believe he will. I'm trusting he's never failed me yet. And this is about 12 years. I saw visions since I was about 18 months old. First vision I ever saw, I told my mother where we lived. And near New Orleans, Indiana, was hundreds of miles away. We've lived there all my life. You all just see this right here on the platform. This is all you know. Ask the associates, Dr. Bale needs you to go with us and watch the great vision. This is what you're doing. This is your own faith pulling towards the gift of God. That's what that woman does. Jesus didn't know nothing about it, but she pulled God's power out of him by her faith. That's the only thing that's taking place here. But when God told Jesus, go away and wait for Lazarus to die and come back, he raised the dead. Did he ever say he got weak? God just lifted him up and said, this is where it's going to be, and this is what's taking place. And he didn't get weak from that. But when a woman touched his garment, she was using God's gift. Now be real reverent. Let's pray and watch now. Now, sir, this may be the last time on earth that we meet. And here we are for the first time on earth. I trust that we'll meet many times. But if the Lord God will come now, and remember, I'm telling you, and you know it to be the truth, I know nothing of you. But if the Lord God will reveal to me something that you know whether it's the truth or not. Now, if I said, sir, you're sick, you might not be. I don't know. That would be a guess, maybe. Still, it could be true. Now, I say, you're going to get well. You still have to take my word for it. But if God would tell me something that you know whether it's the truth or not, then you'd know whether that was God or not, wouldn't you? That would be God. The only way it could be. Now believe. Now, if the audience can hear my voice, and you've seen the picture of the angel of the Lord, his presence is here. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit that's under my control for the glory of God and the manifestation of his Son who is now present. A man is suffering with a nervous condition that he wants me to pray for. That's just saith the Lord. That's right, isn't it, sir? Raise up your hand if that's right. That wasn't a guess. That wasn't my voice. It was something else. You believe it was his? Now look, more I would talk to the man, more would he say. Would that confirm anything to you if you just talk a little more to him? I can tell you what I said. Only way I know it's for these tapes. See, it's a vision. I've seen the man doing something. I couldn't tell you what it is. Let's talk to him just a little bit. He seems to be a man that believes. Now, let's talk to him. Let him be the judge. Now, the man standing with his eyes closed, and you all see it. He never opened his eyes to look towards him. Yes, I see the man. He's kind of upset about something. He's suffering with a nervous condition. That's his trouble. And besides that, what makes him upset, he's got one of his loved ones that's at the point of death, going to die. And that's a younger fellow. Or it's his son. And that boy is in a terrible condition. He has something wrong with his lungs. It's cancer in his lungs. That's right. And this man before me is a preacher. And he doesn't come from this city. He's from another place around, coming across mountains or something. He's from a place called Charleston, West Virginia. He's come here and answered to be prayed for his dying loved one. That thus saith the Spirit. Do you believe you receive what you've asked for, sir? Go home and find it that way. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you believe? Now, you out there that doesn't have prayer cards, if you're not going to be in this line, you start looking this way and saying, Lord, I believe too. Everywhere, anywhere in the building. I suppose we're strangers to each other, ladies. We are. First time meeting, as far as I know. But the Lord God, who made heavens and earth, stands here to be our witness. If he will reveal to me, now here's a picture like the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. See, it's a man and a woman meeting for the first time. If Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then if he'll reveal to me something that you know whether it's truth or not, would you believe that it's him speaking to your brother? You are a Christian, boy. Because your spirit is welcome. I know you're a Christian. The woman is suffering with a tremendous nervousness and a weakness. This weakness was caused from an operation, and that operation was in the female gland. And she still got a drainage from that operation. That's true. Raise your hands to that. Well, it's over, sister. You're going to be well, so your faith is healed, so you can go home now and be well and glorify God. Amen. Would you come? Be reverent now. Just be in prayer. I suppose we're strangers to each other. This is our first time meeting? You've been here at the meeting, here at this meeting, but I don't know you.
No.
All right. Then if the Lord our God will speak and reveal the secret of your heart or something, whether you know that it's the truth or not, you'll know whether that's all right. Preacher, you got a bladder trouble and a gland trouble, and you were sitting there praying. It's all over now. You can go home. You're sitting out there with a red-looking shirt on the side of town. It's all over. Your faith made you well. What did he touch? I don't know the man. I've never seen him. Are we strangers to one another, mister? Is God anointing your eyes with sadness? Are you coming open? Can you realize that your brother here has nothing to do with that? It's a gift that you just yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. God knows. This lady standing here, and her trouble is in her back. He said that was kidney stone, the doctor's son. You believe that she'll get well? Not only that, but you just had a fall and you broke some ribs. Now your life you couldn't hide. To heal you, I can. You're not from the city. You live near a city called Elston. Gracie? You can return and go home and be well. God make you well. If thou canst believe. Young lady, do you believe? I'm a stranger to you, but God knows you. You believe you're in his presence, your brother would make you feel like that. Now, people are watching what's real believers when they come to the platform. What's the expression on their face? See, to me, I see that light that you see in the picture. It's right around the woman. I want to ask you something, young lady. You see, you know that the presence of your brother would make you feel like that. But isn't there a real sweet, humble, meek feeling around you now? I bet you just raise up your hand for it. See, I'm looking right at that light moving around the lady. The lady is standing there for someone else. That's right. Your daughter. If God will tell me what's wrong with your daughter, will you believe? It's a skin disease. Now go home and lay those hands that she got up, lay them on her, she'll get well. She's going to come out of it, don't worry. God bless you. Go believe. If thou canst believe. We're strangers to each other, I suppose. But the Lord God knows us both. Do you believe that He's able to do this? You've come from out of town, too. About 50 miles away, something. You have hemorrhoids. You're having a hernia. And you've got a fallen bladder that you want God to heal. Do you believe that what's talking to you? Lord, I just believe. God, you may well. If thou canst believe. We're strangers to each other. I suppose, are we?
Well,
I'll
send you once before.
You see me once before this, but you know I don't know who you are.
I
don't know who you are, certainly not. But God does.
Yes.
If you'll tell me who you are, then you believe it?
Yes.
You believe your arthritis will be all right?
Yes.
If he does?
Yes.
All right. May God grant it, is my prayer. Yes. Your last name is Walton.
Yes.
And your first name is Liddy. Yes. Now you turn right around and go home, and you go back to Richmond, Virginia, and tell the people how good God's been to you. If thou canst believe, all things are confident. Are you believing? Something struck that woman right back there just then, because the light went from the woman to that woman. And I see the same city arising. She's from Richmond, Virginia, sitting way back there. And you're praying for your son. And that son's in a motel. And that son has heart trouble. Take him back to Richmond. You'll be well. You'll believe it with all your heart. Who did she touch? What happened to her? She touched the high priest. Certainly, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. I see a woman is wiping her eyes. She's somewhere praying. I trust that she's here. She's not from this city. She's from a city called Chester. She has eye trouble. Her name is Lillian Bush. Go home and be well. Jesus Christ heals you. Do you believe?
Amen.
Have faith in God. Oh, how glorious. Do you believe, lady? I don't know you, but God does know you. You're not here for yourself. You are here for someone else. And that's two people. And they live near somewhere where the ocean, or a great sea, it is. It's the Atlantic Ocean. They're in a city called Norfolk, Virginia. If God will reveal to me what is wrong with those people, will you believe me to be His servant and believe that He'll grant you the request? One of them has tumor on the lung. The other has cancer on the brain. And the one with cancer on the brain has been operated on. That thus saith the Lord. You believe? It will be just as you have believed it. Go and God be with you. Are you believing? Now, bring the next person. How many believe now with all your heart? Look. Every once in a while, I get a little pull from somewhere that don't think you could hide your life now. You couldn't do it. You think it's telepathy. It's not telepathy, friend. No. Anybody that's got their right mind and knows 1 ounce about telepathy knows better. Here, this lady, I don't know her. Touch my hand, lady. If God will reveal this way what your trouble is, will you believe Him? You be the judge. I'll look this way, won't look towards you. The lady's suffering with a female trouble. That's right. Take her hand off mine, raise it up if that seems right. Now go back, you're hideous. Now don't hesitate, if he doesn't. Stop completely. Just have faith. You say that was a guesswork. No, it isn't. Come here, lady. Touch my hand. If God will tell me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be His servant? Yes. Then you go eat your supper. Your stomach trouble is less. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. What if I didn't say nothing to you? Just laid my hand on you. Did you believe you get well? Then in the name of the Lord Jesus, God grant it. Amen. Have faith. All right, come, sir. What if I told you to go right on back and eat your supper, shoot at that peptic ulcer from nervousness you've been having is gone? Would you believe me? Go right on around. Would you believe your diabetes is going to leave you to be well? Go right on around like that. You believe that arthritis is going to leave you, you're going to be all right? If you do, and want to believe with all your heart, just go right down that step and praise God as you go along. It'll please you and you'll be all right. Let's say thank the Lord. You have a flutter in your heart, but it really is the heart trouble, it's stomach trouble that makes you do that. Do you believe that God's going to make you well? Pull out on your Lord's room and say thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you believe God's going to use that bad trouble? Go right on off the platform and say thank you, dear God. Oh, do you believe the whole group of you? Believe that Jesus Christ makes you well, man. Go right off the platform saying, thank you, dear God. Leave her stay there just a minute. Pull around. She's got arthritis. Go around that way praising God, lady, and say, thank the Lord. Yes, right. Get well and go home. Say, praise the Lord. Now, go on, you'll get all right. You had the same thing, sir, so you just go on around with her right like that. Just praising God. Saying the arthritis is gone. Heart trouble. You're mighty young to have that. Go off the platform. It's left you now. Let's say, praise the Lord. Do you believe? Just a minute. The lady saying, now you only end with that bladder trouble. Do you believe God makes you well? Let's sit down here. You believe that God heals you? If you do, go home. Got your answers up your mouth. Be well. Hallelujah. Right out here at the end of the road. I see you got nerve trouble and sinus trouble. You believe God heals you? The third person back there. You believe with all your heart, sit back there at the end of his feet. If you believe, you can be made well and go home. God bless you. Do you believe Jesus Christ lives? Do you believe that I tell you the truth? Then if I be His servant, I found grace in your sight. Jesus Christ has healed every one of you. 1900 years ago, He done it. The only thing you have to do is raise up and receive it. Do you believe it? Now, if you believe, I'll pray for every one of you. You believe you'll get well. You do? All right, bow your head just a minute. I want you to say these same words that I do from your heart. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, I, your servant, confess my sin. I promise to be your servant, true and faithful, from this day in. I now believe that we are living in the last days. I believe that Jesus Christ has sent his angels to the earth as he has at every junction. Like in the days of Noah, like in the days of delivering the children of Israel, and the Lord Jesus himself, and in the last days. I now confess all my unbelief. I believe that you freely paid my debt for my sins, for my sickness. I accept you as my Savior, and I accept you as my hero. From this night on, by God's help, I'm going to testify to the glory of God of my healing. I believe that the devil has no power over me anymore because of the grace of Christ that's here tonight. I now believe that I am healed. Now you sit like white. Keep your heads bowed. That's your prayer. Did you mean it? Say amen twice. Now, just imagine the great Holy Spirit as I look, settling down over you. The same one that's standing here. And if you'll take my word, people are being healed everywhere. Just around over the building now. I am not a hypocrite. I'm not a deceiver. I'm a servant of Christ. God's proved that to you. You're being healed right now. Now, I'm going to pray for you that you won't disbelieve anymore. What does the Bible say? Go ye and sin no more. What is sin? Unbelief. Go ye and disbelieve no more. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every good gift, you've heard the confession of these people. Lord God, from the depths of my poor heart, I have told them the truth. I have told them that you healed them when you died at Calvary 1900 years ago. Thou bear me record of this truth, Lord. And you keep every promise. Everything that you promised, you keep. And if you put your promise to appear in our presence, wherever two or three are gathered together, if you kept your promise as a high priest that could be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, how much more could you do? There's nothing left. It's for the people now. Truly, I believe, Lord, as their brother, I have heard them confess with their lips, you have too, Lord, that they believe that they've accepted you as their healer and Savior. And now, Lord, there's only one thing left to keep them from being perfectly whole. That is unbelief. That's Satan trying to hold him. Saying, I wasn't in the line. What difference does the line make? You was in line. That's the only one that makes the difference. The one who made a line of blood all the way from Pilate's judgment hall to Golgotha. That's the line that we stand in, the blood line of the Lord Jesus. And now, God, give me faith. Give me power. And hear my prayer, Lord, as I pray. And defeat the devil for these people. Satan, you are nothing but a deceiver. You have no legal right to hold any Christian in honor. In their prayer, they confess their sins. They are not your property anymore. They are God's property, Jehovah. He sent his son. He died. Yea, he rose again. And he's here right now to prove himself to his children, his heritage. And he's alive. And you can't hold him any longer. I adjure thee, thou devil of doubt, that's holding these people, I adjure thee in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that you come out of this people and let them go. Come out, Satan. You've lost the battle. You're exposed night after night here. You're nothing but a lying, deceiving devil. And we challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of this people so they can be made well. All that believe now that you're healed, stand to your feet and lay out a scream and give God praise. God bless you as you say. That's the way you're doing.
Now here's people in the prayer line that I do not know. If I looked over here and said, Here's somebody here in a wheelchair. Here's somebody in a cot, crippled. There's a young man sitting there in a wheelchair out the end of the line. That man's crippled.
Sure.
I'd say, look around over the audience. I'd say, here's the man sitting here, got glasses on. There's something wrong with his eyes.
Sure.
What's wrong with this woman? She looks good and strong and healthy. But there's something wrong somewhere. Now, all you out there that doesn't have a prayer card, you just humble yourself and look and say, Lord, I truly believe it. And see if Christ isn't the same, if your faith doesn't touch him. Turn right around in the audience to every person that I hear and find out if that isn't the truth. You put God to a challenge. Just before I start this meeting, I want to say something. I'm looking over here to my left. I do see someone I know. At the Hammond meeting, an alcoholic in the worst stage where the best doctors of Chicago, how many knows there's no cure for an alcoholic in medical realm? Certainly there isn't. The girl was a batty-eyed wretch. Complete, total alcoholic. In a terrible condition. Tried to, in the inside of her, cope with a pint of whiskey to live on it daily. She was at the meeting. And in the balcony, I believe, or however it was, then Fred Astaire's dancing partner was there. A dope fiend. And this young lady, Rosella Griffin, from Joliet, Illinois, I believe that's her. Is that you, Rosella? I'm not sure. A wretch. Skid Row. Just as bad an alcoholic as any Skid Row could produce. And the Holy Spirit come down and told her who she was and what she was done and pronounced her healed. And now she's a missionary on Skid Row. Rosella, would you stand up, sister? A lovely, young, beautiful woman that God called from an alcoholic. We'll get her to testify later on in the meetings. And Fred Astaire's dancing partner, isn't she studying missionary now, Rosella? A missionary on the field also. When they resented it, I believe her father did it first. But she said, oh no, Daddy, he's right. The Holy Spirit never makes a mistake. He's perfect if he's the Holy Spirit. Now, let us be reverent. And I want every person, if you will, for the next 15 minutes, just keep your seat. Be reverent. Pray. Look this way. Be real reverent. And pray. And if Jesus will manifest himself to this church, this group of people, just as he did as I preached about tonight, how many will go away and say, by the grace of God, I'll believe it the rest of my days. Raise your hands to him and say, I will believe. Now, just as reverent as you can be. The next now is up to God. If I've told the truth, he's obligated to his word. I suppose now, lady, that we're strangers to each other. Are we? All right. Then God knows you and he knows me. If there's anything that's, if you are a believer or an unbeliever, he'll know it. If you are a critic, watch what happens. If you're a Christian, watch what happens. Then if he does do it. Now if I told you, say, lady, you're sick. I'll lay my hands on you to get well. Well, that's all right. But I could guess that. But if he'll go back and tell you something like he did when he done the disciples and the people in that day, you'll know whether that's the truth or not. If he'll know your fault, just like he did the woman at the well. If he'll know what you are, what you're here for, just like he did the woman at the well. Will you believe him? With all your heart. Now here's a Bible scene perfectly. Here's a woman that I've never seen in my life and never spoke to her as I know to. She might have been in a meeting somewhere. Have you ever been in one of the meetings before? You have been in meetings, but I don't know yet. If that's right, raise up your hand so the people see. Now one word from him will mean more than I could say in a million lifetimes. Now if I've never seen you, and this beautiful picture tonight of the Lord Jesus in his resurrection, a man and a woman meeting for the first time in life. If he knew that woman's fault, that she was living with a man that she should not be married to, then if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, if he'd tell me where your trouble is, You have to know it comes from some supernatural power, so would this church. But now they might class it like they did in that day, and they, the unbelievers, of man, no man can come to me except my Father draws him, said Jesus. But that, he's done it anyhow, so that the judgment, it'll be known. Now if the audience can hear my voice, the woman seems to be going from me. And the lady is sure for me to pray for her for a physical condition of her body. That's right. She is a Christian. She is a believer. And you have a nervous condition you want me to pray for. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand. You believe now? Now watch more you talk to the woman. Now you say, Brother Branham could have guessed that. Just a moment. Because there's something else in the woman. The Holy Spirit's moved. Now if he does something different, it's no guess. Check it. It's perfect. Now I don't know what I told the woman. The only way I know is my voice. You're getting a tape. Now the woman is aware that something's going on. How many has ever seen the picture of the angel of the Lord? Here we got, I see your hands up. I think they got some of them here. Right here in Washington, D.C. Yes, I see the woman fumbling with something. It's a dish or something. She's real nervous. That's what she is. She's been praying too. And she's praying for somebody else. And that's somebody that's very bad. It's got a swelling. It's an older person. It's your mother. And she has dropsy of the heart. That is correct. That's thus saith the Lord. You believe, lady? You believe, audience? All right, the handkerchief you're bathing with tears, take it with you. God will grant to you the things that you've asked. Amen. We're strangers to each other, sir. This is our first time meeting, is it, personally?
I've been in your services, sir.
You've been in my services. Where was that at, sir?
In Indiana.
In Indiana. But I don't know you. No, first time we've ever been like this together. All right, the Jesus that somebody went and got by the name of, Philip went and got Nathaniel. The last person here, I believe, was a woman, like the scripture I preached on tonight, the woman at the well. And here's another scripture I use, that somebody went and got someone else and brought them over, and he told them where they was and the conditions of them. They believed. Of us being strangers, you and I, if the Lord Jesus will do the same, would you believe it with all your heart? You know it'll come through some power. Your trouble is in your throat. You have a bronchial trouble. Cause you to cough and upset nighttime. Strike correct. Raising up on pillows. Sleeping up. And another thing, you have a skin infection. And the doctors can do nothing about it. And that skin affection is athletic feet.
That's right, sir.
That's correct.
That's right.
Do you believe God knows you, sir?
Yes, sir.
You're not from this city. You've come from north, coming this way. You're from a place called Hamilton. Ohio.
Yes, sir.
Your name is George Burns. George Barnes.
Yes.
Return home. The Lord Jesus heals you and makes you well. Amen. Your faith did it. God bless you, sir. Have faith. Don't doubt. In the meeting, be reverent now. Don't move around. Be real reverent. Just keep believing. How do you do? You believe the Lord Jesus, lady, is here? If I could do something for you,
You're probably about the age of my mother. And if I could do something for you and would not do it, I'd be an awful person. But I can't do nothing. I've explained it, that it's something I want you to believe in, something that's been done for you. Just pray. Now, just keep on. Don't doubt. Just keep on praying. If the Lord God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be His servant and hear His presence? You've been all right. The Lord be good to you. You're in a serious condition. The doctors has given you up on it long ago. You have an infection. Besides that, I see it trying to push down on your head or something. You got a roaring in your head.
Oh, terrible.
You're not from this city. You're from another country where it's our city that's a great big city. And you got some sort of a immigration place at it's Detroit, Michigan. And I see you sitting at a telephone and you're talking to someone that's me. You call me on the phone and I pray for you by the phone. That's exactly right. Now, if you believe with all your heart, you can go back to your home now and be well. Do you believe it? God bless you. Then go on your road in the name of the Lord Jesus and be made. We are strangers to one another. A lady sitting here on the end of the seat. Right here. Heavy set, yes. You have need too. You're praying. You believe God will answer prayer? If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you want Him to heal you for, would you believe me to be His servant? All right. Then that nervous condition, that head trouble that you've been having, that's right. Wave your hand like that, that's right. It's left you now. You can go home and be well. You touch something. Are we strangers to one another, lady? You and I are strangers? We are strangers to each other. I don't know you. If that's right, raise up your hand. All right? Just have faith now. Don't die. You might think, how about the lady next to you there? There, you believe with all your heart, lady? You believe me to be His servant? If God will reveal to me what you need, will you believe me to be His servant? All right? If you believe it with all your heart, you can have it. And that low blood pressure you've been having has gone from you now. You can go home. Be well. Just believe. Don't doubt. Will you do me a favor? That hand that you're shaking, lay it on the lady next to you. The lady's having heart trouble, a fluttering around her heart. Especially after you eat and lay down. That's right. It's not exactly a heart trouble. It's a gas on your stomach from a gastric condition. You've had that for a long time. That's right. Wave your hand if that's right. Now it's gone from you. You can go home and be well. I challenge your faith in Jesus' name. Just what did they touch? Not me. They touched the high priest. The Christ! We're strangers to each other, I believe. Is that right? Would you raise your hand? If the Lord God will reveal to me what your trouble is, you'll accept it? I see the woman in a doctor's office. Some sort of a room. It could be a hospital room. And she's being examined. Her blouse is off. It's in your breast. And it's tumors. And they're in both breasts. And the doctors wants to take them out. That's exactly right. He said you should do it right away. Both the thin men and the heavy set. Both of them. Now, who was in the doctor's office to see that? The Lord Jesus, who knew Philip was under the tree, or Nathaniel. Not only that, but there's something wrong with your stomach. And I see them hold a council, and they don't know what it is.
Amen.
That's thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You believe me to be His servant?
I sure do.
You've got someone in here accused in bad condition.
Amen.
That's your husband, sitting on the balcony. And he's praying, if God will reveal to me what your husband's got here, will you believe it?
Sure.
He's got arthritis in his hands.
Amen.
That's thus saith the Lord. Now go and be healed in Jesus' name. God bless you. How do you do, lady? Do you believe me to be His servant? What about the lady sitting right here? Wiping your eyes. You believe God can stop that poor circulation? Make you well? That's what you're praying for. That's right. Wave that handkerchief. That's right. Who knows you but God would know that. I don't know you, do I? What the lady next to her there? You look kind of frail. You believe me to be His servant? Now, Peter and John passed through the gate called Beautiful. They said, look on us. That means just to listen to what I'm saying. You have heart trouble. You believe the Lord Jesus will make you well? You believe it heal you? If you believe with all your heart, you can have it. You believe mother will get well? You do? If you, that's what you're standing here for. Well, that handkerchief you got with you there, she's not with you, but you take the handkerchief, send it to her, believe with all your heart, and she'll get well. Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. We are strangers to each other, I suppose. This is our first time meeting? Now be reverent. Somebody did something. Somebody in here praying. As a child keeps appearing. Someone's praying somewhere in here for a child. Now you just, ever who it is, keep praying. Oh, how wonderful to be in His presence. As David said, my cup runneth over. Can you realize that Christ, the resurrected Son of God, is present? Surely our creeds have not numbed our hearts of that condition. We don't recognize His presence. What more can He do? I believe you're the person I was talking to. If the Lord God will tell me what's your trouble, will you believe with all your heart? You're standing here for somebody else. That's right. And you're standing here, got a handkerchief in your hand for them. That's a person that's blind. And that's a relative of yours. The brother-in-law. And the reason they're not here is because they fell and hurt themselves. If I tell you what part of their body's hurt, will you believe? Hurt their back when they fell. That's true. That's right. Raise up a handkerchief to God. Now go lay it on them and believe with all your heart, just as you believe it'll be that way. God bless you now. Let's believe. Just stand there a minute, lady. You don't have to come this way. I want to tell you. When you raised up a few moments ago and started across there, when I spoke to you, something taking place. You felt different. Now you've got glasses on, which you see and know that it's your eyes, especially your left. But do you believe He'll make you well at arthritis too and heal you and make you well? You believe with all your heart? Then go around, turn around, go back home, believe it with all your heart. You can get well or go right across this way if you wish to. And not have it no more. Be made well. Come forward, lady. Are we strangers to each other? Now get somebody thinking of telepathy. Now don't think you can hide your life now. You can't. Now stop thinking that. That's sin. What is sin? Unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. Here, come here, lady. You. Put your hand just on my hand, just for contact. If the Lord God will tell me out this way, what's your trouble? Will you believe it to be revealed by the Son of God? It couldn't be telepathy. How many will believe it with all your heart? Raise your hand. Let the lady be judged. You have a lady's trouble, which is female trouble, that you want me to pray for. That's right. Raise up your hand off of my hand. You're healed now. You can go on your road. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Just to let you know that he knows you. Look here. Just a minute. This lady here had the same thing. A lady's trouble. And notice here. You see that young lady sitting right there? Young as she seems to be. Sitting right there on that second row. Hands up to your mouth. Has the same thing. A female trouble. A young woman. That's right. Raise up your hand if that's right, lady. You were healed the same time that woman was healed. Now go on your road. Be made whole. If he knows what has been, does he know what the future will be? All right. Lady, you believe that back trouble left you? Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord God. Believe. You're shattered with death, which is a cancer. But if you'll believe with all your heart that God heals you, do you believe it? All right, go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord God. And you had the same thing. I said, had the same thing. You have it now. Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord God. Believe with all your heart. If you want to go eat your supper and believe that stomach trouble left you? You believe it? Go eat your supper then and be whole in the name of Jesus Christ. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Lady, you have a killer, which is a heart trouble. But you believe God heals you? Go on your road and rejoice. Just a moment. A dark shadow sweeping the building. A correct evil. Right here, a little girl playing with her fingers. Mother, do you believe that God will heal that child in epileptic fits? If you believe it with all your heart, lay your hand over on her and ask God and don't doubt, and she'll get over it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I challenge your faith to believe Him. He's omnipresent. He's here now. The great, not I was, I am. The great Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you believe it? What about you people here in these chairs and cots and stretchers? Do you believe? What about this man laying here? Yes, your hand up. Laying there on that stretcher. Do you believe, sir? All right, if you believe, raise him up in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if you believe with all your heart, the cancer condition will leave you. You'll go home and be well. Stand up on your feet. Don't be afraid. Rise up. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Jesus Christ lives and reigns. I challenge you to believe it. Do you believe it? Lay your hands over on one another. Press your hands on one another. Now let's pray. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send thy spirit, Lord, upon the hearts of the people and manifest your great power. Heal them, Lord. Give glory to this meeting. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. Let's say thank the Lord, everybody. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is present. Stand up on your feet just a moment. Stand up and give Him praise and glory. Raise your hands to Him. Give Him glory, all you people. For His blood can wash away.
Now be real reverent. Sit still. This is the time where my ministry is found to be the truth or a lie. Now there's a few thousand people in here tonight. Place is packed down. Now, if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, He's got to act the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then if He keeps His promise on this, He keeps His promise to you for your sickness and whatever more. Is that right? How much harder would this be for Him to do than it would be to heal your sickness? See? Your sickness is in the atonement. This is not. This is a promise. I suppose we're strangers, lady. Now watch to the audience. Now be real reverent and listen close. Now everyone who's on this machine, step it up as high as you can. Now here's a woman that I've never seen. I'll raise my hands. I've never seen the woman in my life as I know of. If we're strangers, would you raise your hand, lady? First time we've met. Here's an exact picture of St. John 4. Everything we do or say must come from the Scriptures, or we won't accept it. A woman and a man meeting for their first time in life. Now, if she's a Christian, I don't know. She might be a critic. She might be an infidel. She might be a critic disguising herself. If she is, watch what happens. If I told a woman that she was sick and just guessed that that was right, I don't know if she is. But if I told her she was sick and I said, lay my hands on you now, you're going to get well, she'd have a right to doubt that. But if God will tell something like it to the woman at the well, or something that she knows back in her life that's happened, then she knows whether that's the truth or not. And if He knows what has been, surely He has power to know what will be if He knows what has been. Is that true? Now, remember, I am doing this not because it has to be done, but because Christ promised it would be done. Remember that? And this is the sign that the Gentile age is ending. The hydrogen bombs are hanging out already for you. Get right with God, the rapture is coming soon. I just want to talk to you. Being that I've never seen you, why do you think that Jesus talked to the woman at the well? Now, you don't have to answer me. I'm just talking to you. He talked to the woman at the well first to catch her spirit. He asked her for a drink. That's good, a conversation. And when He did this miracle on the man, He said, you're the Son of God. The woman said, Samaritan said, you're the Son of God. But what did that great big starchy bunch of Jews say? He's a fortune teller. Beelzebub. Jesus said, you speak that against me, it'll be forgiven. But when the Holy Ghost has come, does the same thing. One word against it will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come. Then, if God does it, look what a place this audience is in tonight. Watch what a place the unbeliever's in. Never to be forgiven. No matter what they do. That's Christ's own words. His words can't fail. I'm trusting the audience can hear my voice. May the woman stand still. The woman is from out of town. She isn't from this city. Neither is she from this state or this nation. She's a Canadian. And she's from a place called Ontario. And the woman has been sick for some time. She is suffering with a condition in her side. She don't know what it is, because the woman has her own ideas about Christ, and she believes in divine healing and not the aid of a doctor. That's right. The place is high, causing you this trouble, which is infected too. Another thing, you've got someone on your mind that you're praying for, and that's your son. He has a nervous breakdown. And he's in a city, a big city, called Toronto, Canada. That's right. If those things are right that's been said, I don't know what it is. The tape will tell me. If those things are right, raise your hands. Whatever you have desired, when you come up here, there's a black shadow over you. The black shadow has gone.
Praise the Lord.
So you are healed, or whatever you ask for, you've received it. Go back to your home rejoicing, If he knows what it was, he knows what will be. Happiness is ahead of you. Go rejoicing and thank God. If thou canst believe. Now, how many believes? Now you believe. Now be reverent. Are we strangers to each other, lady?
Yes.
If we are, would you just raise our hands so that the people would know? If our Lord Jesus remains the same, He is the vine, and we are His branches. You're a woman, I'm a man. You're conscious that something's going on. There's a feeling to the woman, if you want to take my word. There's a real comfortable, sweet, meek feeling is just now coming on the woman. That's right. That light that you've seen on the picture is settling right around you. The woman is not from this city. She is not from this state. She's from a large city. And in the middle of a city is old buildings, big rock places. And she's near Niagara Falls. She's from Buffalo, New York. And you're not here by yourself. Your husband's with you. You are suffering with a nervous condition. That nervous condition is brought on because of an irritation, and the irritation is a female trouble. Your husband is wanting healing. Also, his trouble is in his face, or it's his jaw, and in his throat. He's here now. I feel his spirit pulling. And you're praying for somebody that's an old man. And that old man is your father-in-law. And I see you doing something to him. You're trying to get him or telling him something. It's deaf. No, it isn't. He's blind. And he went blind because of sugar diabetes. And he's in Buffalo now. That's thus saith the Lord. Are those things true? Every word. Then go and receive what you've asked for. Jesus Christ will grant it to you. Amen. Come. I suppose this is our first meeting time, sir. One of these days we're going to stand in the presence of Him whose omnipresence we're in now. Everybody real reverend, you pray out there, you without prayer cards now. Start praying. Somebody was just healed. It was a man, but it wasn't this one. The Spirit's on the man. Sir, you know standing by me would make you feel like that. Isn't it wonderful? I wish the audience... Thank you, sir. Then you shall receive God's reward. Yes. The Lord God bless you, sir. I'm a stranger to you. You are suffering, sir, with a tremendous nervous condition. That nervous condition is caused from a slipped vertebrae in your back. And it's caused here some time ago... You was lifting something, but it caused a spasm like to come and pull the vertebrae. Also, I see you missing. You're coming from a table, refusing to eat because you got a stomach trouble. You have come from an operation recently. That operation was a kidney removed from your back. That's right. And you're from a city that's got some kind of a triangle near a place called Penny. Oh, it's this city. You're from this city. Your name is David McFarland. Go on your road home and be well. Jesus Christ heals you when you come up there. God be merciful. Do you believe? Be reverent now, please, just a moment. This man sitting right back here, suffering with a back trouble, right there on the end of the seat. It can't... Lord, help me. Mr. Henderson from Cincinnati. Now you know who I'm talking about, don't you? Your back trouble, sir, has left you now. Raise up your hands and praise God, and go on your road and be made well, through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Do you believe? The Spirit keeps moving. Right behind the man there sits a nervous trouble. You believe that God heals you? Raise up your hand and accept it if you believe it. It's all over now. There's a kidney trouble. Lady right back there with a kidney condition. You believe that God makes you well, lady? If you do, raise up your hand. Accept it. Respond to God's call. You missed it. I'll show you whether you missed it or not. It falls on this lady sitting right here with her handkerchief over her mouth. This lady sitting right here had a back trouble too. That's right, lady, didn't. Yes, sir. You just come from an operation, a cancer operation. That's right. Your name is Virginia. That's right. You're a healed, Virginia. Jesus Christ makes you well. You missed it, Mr. Henderson, because you didn't respond. Oh, how much can you unbelieve? You see the sovereignty of God? I'm a stranger to you, lady. I do not know you. We do not know each other. Jesus Christ knows us both. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you accept it? You will. Reverend, just a moment. Something taking place. If thou canst believe. Sister Kidd, I know you're worried. I'm not going to call your name and say, boy, that hemorrhage. I know you sitting here, Brother Kidd. Now stop worrying. Keeps blood coming from somewhere. Oh, it's right here. It's not from you. It's you're here for your brother. And your brother has a rare blood disease. I see him as he's lost some of his fingers. His leg has come off. One of his eyes are out. And the main thing, I've seen years back, he was a Christian. Lovely. And he's backslid. And you're here to stand in his place. That's thus saith the Lord. Do you believe? God gives you, sister, the desire of your heart. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe. You are suffering, sir, with trouble in your eyes. That's right. And your nerves. And you got a growth, and that growth is on your neck. That's right. You believe God? You're praying for your daughter, too. Your daughter's not here. She's got a blood disease. And she's in a place called Dayton. She's in a hospital. Her name is Stella. And she's backslid. And you're praying for her soul. That's thus saith the Lord. Send her that handkerchief and believe with all your heart and she'll come out of it. Hallelujah! I know you think I'm crazy, but I know the Holy Spirit is present. Believe. Don't doubt. The little lady with that handkerchief up to your mouth. You got eczema on your ear. That's right, that's thus saith the Lord. It's going to leave you, sister, if you'll believe it. Put your hand on that lady sitting next to you. Handkerchief will wipe the tears off, sister. You believe that asthmatic trouble will leave you? All right, then you can have it. I challenge you in Jesus' name to believe it. There sits a man sitting there, looking right at me, he's praying. He's got someone on his heart. That's his sister. That's right, sir. I don't know you. I've never seen you. But your life, you couldn't hide. We're in contact with the Holy Spirit because of your faith. If God will tell me what's wrong with your sister, will you believe me? She's got arthritis. That's exactly right. She's not here, for she's in Kentucky. That's thus saith the Lord. That's right. Raise your hand. All right. Go believing. Have faith. Don't doubt. What do you think, sitting here, the big man there, white shirt on? You're praying too. You said just now to God, let the man speak to me, and my prostrate will be all right. You believe it is? If you believe it, raise up your hand and accept it, and you can have it, all right. Why don't you believe? Oh, how he wants to heal the sick and the afflicted. Sitting there praying at the end of the row with them hemorrhoids. You believe God will make you well? You accept it? You can have it. The lady sitting next to you there with nervous trouble. You believe God will take it away from you, lady? You believe it? You can have it. What about you? You believe me to be His servant? You believe these things that's being done comes from Christ? I don't know you. I've never seen you. God knows you. If that's right, raise up your hand. This audience, this can go on for hours. You see what condition He puts you in. Jesus, when one person touched Him, what is this? It's your faith. I have not one thing. I can't operate this. You operate it. Look at the gift of God was in Christ. He had the Spirit without measure. You believe that? When God showed Him a vision, told Him to go away from the house of Lazarus, because He did nothing till the Father showed Him. And He went from Lazarus' house in 4 days. The vision was fulfilled. He come back, went down to the grave, and He said, Father, thank Thee Thou hast already heard, but I say it for those who stand by. Lazarus, come forth. And a man dead raised, He never said nothing about virtue going from him. Why, God was using His gift. This little gift is like a spoonful of water out of the ocean compared with that. But it's the same chemicals as in the spoon as in the whole ocean. Then when He was passing around, no vision. The woman touched His garment. That made Him weak. He looked around and said, I got weak. That was the woman using God's gift. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The visions come, tell us where to go and what to do and so forth. Then when we come to these meetings, what makes the weakness is your own faith, pulling from God the things that you desire, making Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. This woman here, I know her not. I have never seen her in my life. God knows you. You're not from here. You come from another city. That's from Dayton. That's correct. You've got trouble in your spine, haven't you? You got trouble in your chest. You got a female disorder. That's right. Your name is Mrs. Morgan. That's true. Now go back and be healed in Jesus Christ's name. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe? Do you believe that back trouble is healed sitting there? If you do, go off the platform rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord, and be made well. If you can't believe. Come this way, lady. You believe that heart trouble left you? Go off the platform rejoicing, saying, thank the Lord, and be made well. Just don't doubt it. Just keep believing. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You had back trouble and bothered with arthritis. You believe that Jesus Christ will make you well? Go off the platform, rejoice, and say, thank you, Lord, for healing. You want to go eat your supper and be made well? Stomach trouble, eat it. Go eat your supper and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that asthma condition will leave you? Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord, and be made well. You had a stomach trouble too. Started on your way years ago when you was in the menopause. You're healed now. Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. If you can. You had a heart trouble. Really, the heart trouble is a condition in your stomach. When you eat and lay down, it makes it worse than ever. You're healed. Go on your road and rejoice. I challenge the whole crowd to believe it. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe it? Then put your hands over on one another and let's pray. Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, heal this audience. I pray that You'll grant it just now for Thy glory. Bring Thy power down and let this be the hour that Your Spirit will search through this audience and in each and every one of them will be healed. Grant it, O eternal God. Send Thy Spirit upon these people, upon these handkerchiefs, and may each and every one of them be healed just now. Give glory unto Thyself, O eternal one. I be Thy servant, Lord. Honor the prayer of the people. Grant it through Jesus Christ's name, for God's glory. Amen. I want every one of you now that believes, after you have seen Jesus Christ prove Himself the same yesterday and forever, you that raised your hand a while ago, if you believe me to be His servant, my prayer will help you get through to God. Come here, shake my hand, stand here. Right now, give us the card on the altar. Divine healing is only for one thing. That's to draw people to Christ. I believe there's not a sick person in our midst right now. I want you to come here, each and every one that believes that God is in this building, and you raised your hand during a while ago that you want, and you are convinced now that Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you want me to pray with you. Come here just now while we sing and pray. That's right. All you that's repenting and wants to come to Christ, come right up close now. Come out of the balconies. We got time.